This is Vision for Christ World, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. To be hungry is only a minor inconvenience if you have adequate access to affordable food. But for many people in our world, people are chronically hungry. They rarely have enough food to eat and to feed their family. Malnutrition and starvation are all too real for thousands of people. I applaud humanitarian organizations who attempt to feed the hungry people of the world. Jesus himself was personally involved in at least two large-scale feedings where he miraculously multiplied a small amount of food into enough to feed thousands of people that were around him. As good as it is to feed hungry people and help providing them with clean drinking water, we at Vision for Christ World are focused in our efforts to provide the way for people to learn how to feed their spirits, their souls, with the pure, wholesome, unadulterated gospel message of life empowered by Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit of God. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Some source material for this program was derived from material at gotquestions.org. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. In this program today, I do intend to talk about how the Bible speaks to both physical hunger as well as our spiritual need to have our built-in hunger and thirst for a relationship with the one true God and Jesus Christ, his only Son. So yes, there is another kind of hunger, a hunger and thirst for righteousness. Psalm 42:1-2, as the deer desires and longs for streams of water to drink, so I long for you, O God. I thirst for God, the living God. Listen to the beginning part of a sermon Jesus gave outdoors on a mountainside, where he begins by telling his listeners what kind of people are truly happy, truly blessed. This is from Matthew chapter 5. One day as he saw the crowds gathering, Jesus went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples gathered around him, and he began to teach them. God blesses those who are poor and realize their need for him, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. God blesses those who are humble, for they will inherit the whole earth. God blesses those who hunger and thirst for justice, for they will be satisfied. Then in Matthew 14:13-21, we see this story in the life of Jesus. The crowds heard where he was headed and followed on foot from many towns. Jesus saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat, and he had compassion on them and healed their sick. That evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a remote place, and it is getting late. Send the crowds away so they can go to the villages nearby and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said, "That is not necessary. You feed them." "But we only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, they answered. "Bring them here," he said. Then he told the people to sit down on the grass. Jesus took the 5 loaves and 2 fish, looked up toward heaven, and blessed them. Then, breaking the loaves into pieces, he gave the bread to the disciples, who distributed it to the people there. They all ate as much as they wanted, and afterward, the disciples picked up 12 baskets of leftovers. About 5,000 men were fed that day, in addition to all the women and children. Now we will see how Jesus uses the word bread as a metaphor, starting with literal bread for our mouths, and then how Jesus is the life-sustaining spiritual bread that is essential for eternal life with God. Here is that account from John 6:25-40. The people found him on the other side of the lake. They said to him, "Teacher, when did you come from here?" Jesus said to them, "For sure I tell you, you are not looking for me because of the powerful works. You are looking for me because you ate bread and were filled. Do not work for food that does not last. Work for food that lasts forever. The Son of Man will give you that kind of food." God the Father has shown he will do this. Then the people said to him, "What are the works God wants us to do?" Jesus said to them, "This is the work of God, that you put your trust in the one he has sent." They said to him, "Can you show us some powerful work? Then we can see it and believe you. What will you do? Our early fathers ate bread that came from heaven in the desert. This happened as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus said to the people, "For sure I tell you, it was not Moses who gave you bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. The bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread all the time." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never be hungry. He who puts his trust in me will never be thirsty. I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not put your trust in me. All whom my Father has given to me will come to me. I will never turn away anyone who comes to me. I came down from heaven. I did not come to do what I wanted to do. I came to do what my Father wanted me to do. He is the one who sent me. The Father sent me. He did not want me to lose any of those he gave me. He wants me to raise them to life on the last day. He wants everyone who sees the Son to put his trust in him and have life that lasts forever. I will raise that one up on the last day." Matthew 6:25-33. "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and more to the body than clothing. Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you more valuable than they are? And which of you, by worrying, can add even 1 hour to his life? Why do you worry about clothing? Think about how the flowers of the field grow. They do not work or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his glory, was clothed like one of these. And if this is how God clothes the wild grass, which is here today and tomorrow is tossed into the fire to heat the oven, won't he clothe you even more, you people of little faith? So then do not worry, saying, 'What will we eat?' or 'What will we drink?' or 'What will we wear?' For the unbelievers pursue these things. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But above all, seek his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Now here Jesus is not teaching the miraculous eradication of worldwide hunger and poverty. In fact, Jesus later said that you will always have the poor among you. That's Mark 14:7. He is not issuing a blanket promise that everyone in the world will always have the staples of life. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is specifically addressing his disciples, not the general public. That is, he is speaking to those who are committed to him and had made his teaching the basis of their lives. Those who follow Christ are not to be anxious about food and clothing. Even to his disciples, Jesus is not promising a constant uninterrupted supply of food, drink, and clothing. He is only teaching in Matthew 6:32 that God in heaven is aware of all their needs. The knowledge that God is aware of our needs is meant to have a calming effect in our lives. There is no circumstance in which our worry is validated. We may lack certain necessities for a time, but we do not fret, complain, or resort to worldly scheming. The Apostle Paul is an example of a child of God who lacked food and drink many times. He said, "I have known hunger and thirst and have often gone without food," 2 Corinthians 11:27. His physical deprivation was, in fact, according to the will of God. In Acts 9:16, God says, "I will show Paul how much he must suffer for my name." Even in his discomfort, Paul always had enough of what he needed to serve the Lord. Also, Jesus is teaching his disciples to prioritize their lives. They are to place matters of eternity before their own earthly needs. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. That's Matthew 6:33. Put the Lord first. Seek to lead a holy life, and all these things, your material needs in this world, will be granted to you. In John 5:19-24, we read, "Then Jesus said to them, 'For sure, I tell you, the Son can do nothing by himself. He does what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son does also. The Father loves the Son and shows the Son everything he does. The Father will show him greater works than these. They will surprise you. The Father raises up the dead and makes them live. The Son also gives life to anyone he chooses. The Father does not say who is guilty. He gives this to the Son to do. He does this so that all people will honor the Son as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. For sure, I tell you, anyone who hears my word and puts his trust in him who sent me has life that lasts forever. He will not be guilty. He has already passed from death into life.'" So to sum it up today, we all need food and water, but more than that, we need to be born again with eternal life that results when we admit our sin, our wrongdoing to God, confess our sin to him, repent of all known sin in your life, and by faith provided by God, believe that Jesus died to take away your sin and to create out of you a totally new person, reborn to now live for Jesus according to the Bible, and to obey him. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins. Honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our website address, visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website at visionforchristworld.com. Just click on Contact at the top of the main page. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is visionforchristworld.com. And search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Matthew 4:4. The scriptures say people do not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.